First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ St. Louis.
This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
You are listening to the War Radio Network, White Awareness Radio, the first and only radio station in the country that has the nerve and guts to stand up, not against the proud black community, but instead to stand up and speak up for the proud white community. War, WAR, White Awareness Radio, keeping the proud white community informed in this violent, turbulent, ever-changing world.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence. KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper Show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
Nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. To the dark side, as always, this is Bob Romanek, the most hated, rottenest bastard in all of the United States, and I appreciate that. I got good play from a lot of places all throughout the country. Then I get some bad plays, and you know, you expect to get good plays and bad plays. Not everybody's going to like you, and not everybody's going to hate you. So I'll take it for what it is. As I guess some of you know, that we're still fighting, not so much fighting the FCC. They've told us to shut these stations down, and they're going to be shut down, but they have to be shut down in a timely fashion. So three of the four are down, the other one will be down, and we'll move on to other stations. They said I can't own the stations, but nobody can say I can't be on a radio station, so that's being worked on. We've got people that own other stations that have contacted us and ready to make a move to these other stations. So it's just a matter of a few days, and I think it'll be coming shortly. Hopefully it will. If not, we'll work around it. But at the end of the day, they can stop people. They say they can stop people from owning stations if they're felons. They can't say they can stop people from being on the air because they're felons. So we're going to see what takes place. And I don't know if the FCC gives a damn about me being on the air because I'm a felon, or they just don't like me. I think it's a combination of both. So we'll have to play that as it comes. Did you see in Colorado that police are arresting some of these drivers? They've got police car lights in their car, they've got uniforms on, and they're going around stopping people and telling them that they need to not drive, they need to not do this, not do that. And it's really pissing off the good people of Colorado. And I'm trying to pull this up, if it'll come up. It's amazing how these interstates sometimes work and sometimes don't. They said the police in Colorado are warning that a number of fake cops are out there patrolling the roads in hopes of pulling over drivers to question them about whether they are violating coronavirus travel restrictions. The Weld County Sheriff's Department in Colorado, they've got quite a few complaints. So apparently there's some asswipe, ignorant bastards driving around in Colorado trying to play police. Why, I don't know. They ought to be doing their jobs or what they're supposed to be doing other than violating the law. But as always, you know how people are. Some people just go crazy with it. And I think some of these guys in Colorado have done that. I don't think they really give a damn about getting these people off the street. I just think they like the idea of telling people to stop, telling people what they can and can't do. But it's really quite amazing because I don't think anybody wants to be part of that. Anybody that has anything to do with law enforcement, I don't think they want any part of that. But these non-police officers, they all want to be part of it. They all want to be part of what's going on, what they can do, what they can't do. And it's quite amazing, but it'll always take its course, I think, at the end of the day. It'll always take its course. But I'm trying to find out if there was any other additional information. No, they just got there. They've been pulling them over and arresting them. Now, I don't know what's worse, arresting some idiot because he's stopping people telling them about this virus, or the people that are actually violating the law. I think it's about six of one, a half dozen of the other, but the police departments aren't really happy with it, as I can tell. But it amazes me. It amazes me that they can't do what they're supposed to do and not do what they're not supposed to do. But apparently they're not doing that. They're going to do what they want when they want, and it's supposed to, I guess, piss some of them off. I don't know what's really going on with it, but it's quite amazing. Now, they've got here with the Fox News also. There's always some positive stuff. There's always some negative stuff going on. But it says in the stock market, the stocks, no matter what's going on with this coronavirus, the stocks are way, way up. Stock surges again as feds roll out $2.3 trillion lending program now. It's not giveaway money. Say it's a lending program. And you know how hard it is once the government gives people money. You know how hard it is for them to take it away. But they do, and things happen, and they'll continue to fight, I would assume. I guess everybody knows that Biden is now the only candidate for president on the Democratic Party. Good old Bernie Sanders. He withdrew, but he didn't withdraw. He's out of the race, but he's going to keep his delegates in line for the convention. So I guess he thinks he's going to do some good, or going to get some paybacks for Biden when it comes time to the presidential convention. I don't know why. And then Biden says he's probably going to appoint Kamala Harris, the asswipe, no good for nothing black senator out of California. He's implying that she's going to be on a ticket with him. And I was one of the first to say that there was going to be a female. And then I said a black female, and people that I was with said, no, it may be a female, but it's not going to be black. And I said, I'll bet you it's going to be black, and I guarantee you it's going to be black. And I don't know, I think with this Kamala Harris, I think that hurts Biden's chances, because I think a lot of the black Democrats will either not vote or they'll come out for Trump because they've seen what Harris has done in California. They know she's a piece of crap. They know she can't accomplish anything, and she'll be riding on Biden's coattails. But I don't think that's ever going to happen, because I think Biden's going to lose big. And they always come up with Biden 6 points ahead in this poll and 8 points ahead in that poll. Remember how many points ahead Clinton was in 2016 when Trump beat her? So I don't think those polls mean anything. And what really doesn't bother me, but I hope people understand, these polls are always so one-sided. They're always so one-sided. They're going to go with whoever they want to be the candidate, whoever they want to be the winner. That's who they're going to go with. And I hope people understand that, and I hope people don't get played come election time, because it's going to be amazing when the election's over and Trump wins, like I believe he's going to win and win big. And a lot of the Democrats, not the rank and file, the rank and file Democrats are Democrats by name only. They voted for Republicans in the past, and I believe they'll vote for Republicans again. Go ahead, Andrew. You're on the dark side.
Hi, Bob. I just wanted to call in because I heard you talking earlier on the broadcast about the situation you've got going on with the FCC. And I just wanted to call you and thank you for all the years of service you put in for the people of Southern Illinois and the whole St. Louis metropolitan region. To us, you're the voice of Southern Illinois, Bob. And I know the political class in St. Clair County has been trying to take you down for a long time, just the same as political elites everywhere are always trying to destroy the champions of the people. And I just want to let you know, Bob, that in this fight you're having with the political elites, the people and the spirit of Southern Illinois are behind you 100%. And even though Mark Kern and the rest of these guys are trying to take you down, I'm glad to hear that you're looking around to find another radio station that you might be able to get into if they take down 1190, which would be a shame because it's the best radio station in all of St. Louis. And I just want to let you know that they won't destroy us, because we're going to destroy them first. Politically, of course.
Andrew, thank you very much for the compliment and the concern. And we will, they're going to knock us down here for a day or two, however long, but they're going to not going to knock us out, because they can't. As hard as they may try, they're not going to. Now, again, they may be able to get us off these stations, and I don't know if they really can either, but I don't want to have to fight them for time after time after time. So, but we'll see where that's going to go. And again, Andrew, thank you very much for the call and the concern. See, that's what's wrong, people. These politicians think they can run all of us. They think, hey, we need your vote to get elected. You're our bosses. And we're their bosses for a day on election day. But the day after election, when they say who wins, then we're no longer the boss. So we can be happy on election day, because we the people are the ones that are putting these people in office. But you can bet the day after the election, these son of a bitches start taking fold, and they do not, you hear me? They do not give a damn what we think, because they are no longer working for us. We start working for them, whether we like it or not, and we sit back and we bitch and we moan and we groan, and what happens? Nothing. Because after a day or two or three, everybody other than myself and a few others, they just shut up. We can't change this. We'll just let this go, and we'll work on something else. And then something else comes up, and they bitch about it. And after two or three days, they say, hey, we'll just let this go and go someplace else and do something else. I see where Pritzker, he's really taking charge in Illinois, isn't he? I don't think the bastard knows what he's doing, but he's taking charge, and he's so pissed off against Trump. And I don't know why. I think Trump's done a good job. I think this Pritzker, I don't think he knows what he's doing, and he's taking other people's advice, and I think other people's advice is really knocking him down. Now, he could be a one-term governor too, because I think what he's doing is not good, not good for the people of Illinois and people throughout the country. There's been other articles about Pritzker, and I don't think anybody's real happy with him for the way that he's acting, the way that he's playing politics. But again, at the end of the day, I don't think these son of a bitches really care. I don't think they really care because they don't know what's going on. They don't care what's going on. All they want to do is be the big shot. That's all these son of a bitches ever wanted to do, was be the big shots. And they are the big shots once they get elected, but it's really amazing. I see in the paper, and finally they've got it, where a Cahokia man was hit and killed by a semi on Interstate 64 at Kings Highway. So that really amazes me that they'll put anything like that in the newspaper, because it doesn't have to do with politics. And if it doesn't have to do with politics, these bastards don't want to get involved. They don't want to get involved at all. But sometimes they have to, and I think it really, really pisses all of them off. I see we're in Madison County, they're having a big fight over the comp time in Madison County. Pritzker, the county board chairman, he's fighting. He's a Republican. He's fighting the Democrats. Of course, the Democrats are coming back and fighting the Republicans. Big play in the newspaper, but see, that's probably not going to go anywhere, and they're going to have a big fight, and when it's over, it's going to be just like an upcoming election. The Democrats are going to go one way, the Republicans are going to go the other way, but it's going to be, as always, the 20 to 25% of the real independent voters that are going to make or break an election. Now, one of the polls has Biden up by 8 points over Trump. Now, I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. And anybody that does, that wants to make a friendly bet, don't hesitate to give me a call, because there's no way, unless they went into somebody's house that are all Democrats and there's eight of them, and they all said they're voting for Biden, then I can see where he'd be 8 points ahead. But all these polls, all these situations where these news media go out and talk to these people, they're going to tell them what they want to hear. You know how many people that I know that weren't going to be for Trump in the last election in 2016 that were? And it was unbelievable. Unbelievable how many people said that they weren't going to be for Trump, or they were going to vote Democrat. And come election time, you see how they voted. I guess they can do, again, they can do whatever the hell they want to do, but it's amazing. It's amazing that this crap continues to go on and on and on, and nobody gives a damn, because they know at election time, it's going to be whoever gets the most votes. They don't want, a lot of people don't want to say, oh, I'm for this guy, for that guy, when at the end of the day, they're not going to, a lot of them aren't going to vote that way. But it has in some kind of national polls that in a heads-up presidential matchup, Biden is up by 49 to 40% over Trump, a lead that is outside the poll's margin of sampling error. Another 11% would vote from someone other or undecided. That's all according to the latest news poll. See, these son of a bitches, they can say or do whatever they want. I can go to one area and get people to say, I'm for Trump, 1,000%. Then you can get people to go to the other area and say, hey, I'm for Biden 100%. They know what they're doing. They know how to play the game. They know who's for who and what situation it's going to be. But it's really, really, really amazing that they let this crap go, and they continue to let it go. I see where the gas prices all over the country are going way down, but then they allude to the fact that they're going to be going way up here momentarily. So that's what they do. They can do whatever they want for the time being. But at the end of the day, it's going to be up to the people who decide who's going to win the election and who's going to lose the election. And people will say, well, it's not up to the news media. And I agree, it is not up to the news media, but the news media is going to play it up for all it's worth. And at the end of the day, we're going to have to fight one way or the other. We're either going to have to fight to elect the president or not fight and let someone maybe that we don't want to be the president. But that stuff's been going on for I don't know how long, and it's going to continue to go on because people don't want to get involved. They want to stay out of it. They want to bitch and moan and groan at the restaurants, at the taverns, but they don't want to bitch and groan and moan in Washington, D.C. They're not going to get up there. Now, there's a few that may, but most of them aren't going to get up there and bitch and moan and groan. They're going to let it go. Then they're going to say, whoever they want to vote for, that's who they'll vote for at the end of the day. Now, it'll piss some people off, but, you know, that's just the way it is. I see in Wisconsin, there's a doctor. Hold on, I can pull it up. A doctor shot in the head in brutal execution. Said two people in Wisconsin have been charged. And guess what? And I know this will piss off some black people, but it was two black people that killed this doctor. A Wisconsin doctor had an underlying health condition and was worried about coronavirus. So they moved their daughter and boyfriend to a separate residence on Tuesday, it says. Then later that March, the boyfriend allegedly shot both parents in the head in apparent robbery that left them for dead in a ditch. Unbelievable. See, that crap happens all the time, happens all throughout this country. People don't really want to talk about that. And then people don't really want to talk about it unless it helps the black community, that blacks are getting this coronavirus more so percentage-wise than the whites. Well, why does that make any difference? I've never seen where that made a difference, where the blacks are getting it more than the whites, other than the blacks a lot of times really don't give a damn. They don't wear those face masks. They don't care. And then if something happens to them and they get sick or they die, then it's the blacks. The blacks are being downtrodden by the white community. That's what it always ends up being. And you people know that. You people know that. You good people, you good Democrats know it. You good Republicans know it. You good men and women know it. And you good black and white know it. And it's amazing how we can continue to let this crap go. Nobody says anything, but then you'll get down the road. Did you read in the paper? All the blacks, they're the ones that are getting confined. Those are the ones that are getting this coronavirus. The whites are being taken care of, and it's the blacks that are being downtrodden on. It's the blacks that are losing, not the whites. Now, that'll go on and on and on, and nobody's going to say anything about it because it hurts the black community. The 15% of this country is black. You get me? 15% of this country is black. Over 60, I believe 65% is white. But every time there's a problem, you can always bet that the whites will be accused of doing something that's not right. Even some of the good blacks, they'll go along with the program because it helps their race out. And I don't blame them. You got to take care of your race first. But whenever the white community tries to take care of their race first, it's always, always, always that they're trying to screw the black community. no matter what the situation may be, they're always, always trying to screw the black community. And there's nothing anybody can say. The newspapers don't pick up on it because they know it's not true, but they don't want to get any heat. They know every time there's some problems in North St. Louis, it's not because of the white people. Now, the black community, well, I'm sorry, the nigger community, not the proud black community, the nigger community, they'll come out ranting and raving and crying and bitching and moaning and groaning. And it's not because they don't want to work. It's not because they don't have a job. It's because they want to fight the white community. They want to blame everything and anything on the white community. And you know what the problem is? The problem is that it's working. The problem is that white people won't stick together. The problem is it's over 4-1 black on white. And nobody'll defend the white community. I've heard many whites say, hey, no, I don't want to get involved in that. I don't want to get involved because it just pulls us further down. I don't think it pulls us further down. I think it pulls us further up because if we continue to fight, not against the proud blacks, but to fight against the niggers, to fight against the crackers, to fight against the hunkies, if all proud white and proud black come together, we could win this fight in a minute. We could win this fight in a minute. And for these rotten, no good, no count bastards that says Bob Romanek's a racist, I've done more for the black community than any one individual in this area, in this region. I can show them if they don't want to believe me. I've done as much or more for the black community. You don't hear about it. You don't need to hear about it because I'm not doing it to make you hear about it. I'm doing it to help people that need it. People don't understand that. To them, it's just, if you're black, you're bad, and if you're white, you're okay. That's not the way it's been for the last 20, 30 years, and it's not going to go back to that. So let's try to, if we can, knock that crap out so these politicians, both black and white, won't be able to use that race card. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say, it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
When the party was spiced, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas start the name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a boom and shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek. I know some of you people want to call, don't want to talk on the air, but that doesn't give us much to go on. If you've got something that you think's legit, don't hesitate to call. Now, a lot of people will call with illegitimate crap, and we don't put them on the air because it's not good for business. It's not good for society. It's not good for them to want to lie about something or talk bad about something. But it's always, always amazing how these crap bums will come up and they'll get on the air or want to get on the air and they'll fight about anything. They don't care if they're right, wrong, or indifferent. They will fight. Go ahead, Lou. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob, thanks for taking my call, man. You know, I'd have to disagree with you about Pritzker, you know. He certainly planted his seeds as far as getting reelected. I mean, he's taking care of all the blacks downstate, East St. Louis area. And, of course, he's taking care of Jerry Costello's boy and other key figures down in Southern Illinois to solidify the Democratic vote down there in, you know, Madison and St. Clair County. Not to mention, he's doing the same thing up there in Chicago. So, I mean, he just planted his seeds all over the place to get reelected. So, I mean, I understand where you're coming from as far as him not knowing what he's doing, because I really don't think so. You know, he's taking a lot of bad advice, whatever. But you know how liberal the state is in Illinois. I mean, so he's going to be a shoo in my book.
No, I have to agree with you, Lou. I was just being a little facetious. No, it's always been primarily a Democratic state. Now, had elected Republican governor last time, but they hated the Democratic governor they had so bad, the Democrats did, that they figured, hey, we'll just put in a Republican, give him 4 years and screw everything up, and then we'll bring a Democrat back in. And that's exactly what they've done. If you go through some of the crap with Blagojevich and this Pritzker before Blagojevich went to jail, Pritzker was begging for the United States Senator job. He was begging for it. They've got all kind of tapes that he's involved with Blagojevich, but apparently Pritzker didn't have enough to money or enough comp or enough something to get the position. But now that he's the governor, that's probably the worst position you could ever be in, because the governor, after just a little bit of time, starts taking all the heat, all the bad. But you're right, Lou, in areas like the state of Illinois, usually no matter how bad you screw up, you're going to get elected, and that's just the way it is. It's been a Democratic state, and it's going to continue to be a Democratic state. Thank you very much for the call, Lou. I sincerely, sincerely appreciate it. If you guys go through all the stuff on the internet, you'll find you'll find that there's so much crap going on. They're talking about a New York City cop was sucker punched by a masked man in a shocking video. That's on the internet. You've got them where the police are apologizing for doing this or doing that. Then they've got where this Baltimore police officer, where this Baltimore police officer was walking down the street in a black area, and they were giving him a little bit of hell, and he coughed. He didn't go cough on him. He just coughed walking down the sidewalk. And now, all of a sudden, he's being investigated. After video shows, he was coughing near public housing. He was coughing near public housing, and now Baltimore, and guess what? Guess what? He's a white officer. In Baltimore, being as black as it is, and being a very, very dangerous town and community, they're gonna make a mountain out of a molehill, because they're not gonna let a white guy get away with this crap. You guys know that. Everybody knows that. Go ahead, Richard. You're on the dark side.
Bob, we've had a fraud committed against our beloved nation because Trump is president. I call this the millions will die rye scam. Remember, a few weeks ago, they were saying 2.2 million of us are going to die.
Uh-huh.
Now, as of yesterday, they're saying maybe 60,000, the same as the common flu. Yet, they use that lie. These Democrat governors, these Democrat mayors across this country has used that lie to shut down our economy because Trump is president. I say it's time for us to go back to work. I call him Dr. Bird Brains and Dr. Fucky. See on TV every day. Did they apologize to us for this lie? It was their Democrat hack model saying millions are going to die. Did they apologize?
Thanks for the call, Rich. You can't, some words you can't use, and that was one of them. But thank you for the call. And I understand where you're coming from. I understand where a lot of people are coming from. But at the end of the day, they're going to talk their political crap and talk their political crap and talk their political crap until there's no more political crap to talk. But you're right, Richard. They're talking about they can't do this, they can't do that. And that's why I say through this whole thing, at the end of the day, on November the 3rd, people can talk all they want. But I think those 20-25% of independent voters throughout our country, they know what's going on. They know the good and the bad and the ugly. And that's why I think Trump will get the vast, vast majority of those votes. And I think that'll put him over the top. But the problem is, some of these asswipe Democrats, like Pelosi and Schumer and some of them, they'll come out with, he needs to be impeached for this, or he needs to be impeached for that. They're not going to give up. They'll fight him if he gets reelected. They'll fight him for another 4 years. They won't give a damn about the real economy and how it's going. They won't give a damn about this country. All they'll give a damn about is fighting Trump. And they'll have enough people that want to get involved that will fight with them against Trump. But my whole contention with that is, once he's reelected, you know, he can only be reelected for 2 terms. Once he's reelected, he'll have 4 years to do whatever the hell he thinks right. And I think he'll do a better job these last 4 years, because at that point, I don't think he'll really give a damn. I think he's going to do what's best for the country. And he's like everybody else. He's got friends and family that he wants to take care of. And anybody says any different, they're lousy, lying bastards, because everybody's got friends and family that they want to take care of. And I'm for letting them be taken care of as long as they're qualified. It's amazing how they'll fight some, especially these Democratic politicians. You can't have him because he's too close to the family, or he's this or he's that. Who the hell cares? As long as they're qualified, as as long as they're qualified to do their job, they should be able to get the appointment. Now they want to fight. They want to fight these Republicans. The Republicans get fought a lot more than the Democrats. When Obama was the president, nobody really fought him on any of these appointments because they figured, hey, he's the president. He's got his people. If they're qualified, let them attempt to do their job. But now with the Republicans, as soon as Trump got elected, started putting his people in, you heard all the Democrats, oh, he's not qualified, or he's part of the Trump family, or he's this, or he's that. They fight and fight and fight to keep the Republicans out of these positions, even though a lot of these Republicans have done a good job. There were some Democrats back in the day with Obama who did a good job. That doesn't mean they stayed in office. When Obama wanted to get rid of somebody, he got rid of them. When Trump wants to get rid of somebody, he's going to get rid of them, and he's gotten rid of them. And that doesn't make it any difference with the Democrats and the Republicans because they all play the same game. And I shark the Republicans, not quite as much, but they're pretty close to the Democrats when they want to pull somebody out because they don't like them, because they're friends of the family, or they think maybe they'll really do a good job. And these politicians, they don't want anybody in the opposing party to get appointed to anything. If they think they're going to do a good job, they would rather see them do a bad job so they can fight them and fight them and fight them. I'd be surprised if Trump doesn't try to get indicted again for something he's done the last 5 or 6 or 8 or 10 months. When this epidemic goes by the wayside, if it goes by the wayside before the election, you'll see him on somebody else's ass about what Trump has done bad and what he hasn't done good, and it's time to get rid of him. They'll play that card out until November the 3rd, and then after that, I hope the people will understand. I hope the people will understand that nobody's perfect. I think Trump's done a decent job. I think he'll continue to do a decent job. I just hope the people of this great country understand that and act accordingly. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romani, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome. Welcome back to the last two or three minutes. We appreciate all the callers. We're not going to be able to get to the rest of them because I want to rant and rave a little bit, and if I let everybody else talk, then I can't rant and rave, but I sincerely appreciate all the calls all throughout the country. As always, it's about time to go. I hope you good people out there, Democrats, Republicans, men, women, black and white, take care of this coronavirus situation, because it's not as bad as they want to put it out to be, but if it's not taken care of, it's going to get bad and it's going to get worse. It's like anything else. You can put a stop to it, but you ought to put a stop to it right and then move on. And hopefully this political surrounding for this coronavirus won't get everybody all upset. You can't play politics and medical situations together. Have to take one at a time, and the medical situations by far outweigh the politics, not just in this country, but in any country. So as always, let's continue to talk to our family, our friends, our neighbors. Let's all come together, not as Democrats, not as Republicans, but as people, and do what's best for this country, no matter if it makes the Democrats look good or makes the Republicans look good. On that note, as always, let's continue to unite to expose these ass-wipe, bastard, political, parasitical, perverted, you hear me, perverted punks on both sides of the political aisle that we call politicians. Let's make sure at the end of the day, we know what they're doing and we destroy them before we let them destroy us. And when I say destroy them, nothing ever, ever violent. Let's destroy them like we have in the past and will continue in the future. Let's destroy them politically, you hear me? Politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. a nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga, and I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, radical radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.